Please remain standing as you are able, as we now hear from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. As mentioned, this is the beginning of our three-Sunday stewardship campaign. That doesn't mean that you have the right or the privilege or the incentive of not being here for the next two Sundays, because we already got you in today. But this is a time that we will all reflect on who we have been, who we currently are, and who we should be in Jesus Christ. In addition to the stewardship campaign, we are also continuing our questions series. As today we are reflecting, we are focusing on the question, what is tithe? These scriptures that have been presented to you both in the Old and New Testament remind us of what a true tithe is. Me personally, whenever I hear the word tithe, I go straight to the pocketbook. I think of finances. And though that is not an exception, it's not the only, there are many more to include. And as we read, as we have heard from the prophet Malachi, God turns to us, turns to his people and say, return to me. Thinking of a situation in which I have experienced a returning to, I think of my dog. No, not playing fetch. A little bit more recent than those times, the time in which I'm referring to is when our little miniature schnauzer escaped our house twice. The first time she left, I became sad. I became baffled at the fact that our fence is perfectly good. The soil that lines the bottoms of the pickets are as well, but I tend to forget the ease of movement of blackland soil. And without much effort, she was able to escape. Joseph, my oldest son, he was just turned 5, became very sad. I could tell that my wife was also very sad. And so I felt it was my duty to put the effort out to find our dog. Made signs, made flyers, kept the porch light on, hoping she would return. Sure enough, the following day, a family just down the street was taking care of her, and they brought her back to us, and we were happy once again. Her presence, her physical presence, was returned to us, and we were joyful. That was on a Sunday, received her back. No, I'm sorry, that was on a Wednesday, received her back on a Thursday. The following Sunday, yes, She chooses to escape one more time. Me, I was ready just to fill in the hole and call it quits. Sometimes effort causes frustration, and I was frustrated. She escapes the back way, and so that does open up a brand new world of possibilities, of routes. And I was fearful. My wife Alexis was quite fearful as well, that there is no hope in her return. So I didn't put the sign out. But seeing the grief my children were going through, seeing what my wife was trying to keep inside, I decided that even though I was done with a fleeing dog, that I needed to do this for my family. So once again, put the sign out, put flyers out. Sunday afternoon, we lost her. Tuesday night, we received her back. As we look at the passage from Malachi, it begins with something that I promise I need to read every single day. For I, the Lord, do not change. I, the Lord, do not change. With Maddie, our miniature schnauzer, I changed. It took two times for me to say, she's not coming back. I was not prepared to put the effort out again for people in our neighborhood to know of her lostness. But my family didn't want to give up. I've left the presence of God many times in my life. Many, many times. I never really thought that I couldn't come back into the presence of God. I just didn't know if I would. And again, stewardship campaign, we automatically think of money, of tithing, of trying to fill up the plates that are passed, of trying to put more money into the church. And that's not the case. It is becoming a steward of our being, of our entire being, of who we are as a child of God. Continuing that first verse, it says, For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, have not perished. You have not lost your salvation. Come back to me. Return to me. God is there with the same love he had when he created you, knowing that you have sinned, knowing that you have left him by the temptation of Satan. But with that same love, with that same character, with the same quality, with all the sameness of God, he wants you back. He wants me back. Your time, your energy, your thoughts, your service, and yes, your money. Everything about you, he wants, he desires. And as we look at the gospel reading from Matthew, he reminds us of the importance of the Old Testament. It is the foundation. It is the building blocks. It is the preparation for Jesus Christ. It is the preparation for Christianity. It's the preparation for spiritual growth of the people that come during and after Jesus Christ. As it says, Jesus Christ did not come to abolish or to replace the Old Testament, but to fulfill. Jesus Christ himself showed us throughout his life, throughout the Gospels, of how we are to return to him. Our theme for our stewardship campaign is thanks for giving. So many times, various church families across the board encourage this time to give more. And say, and just basically have a drive. Let's see what we can do. Let's fill up the thermometer with money mercury. Let's see what we can do in 3 Sundays. But this church family, and thank God for the heart of this family, has chosen to have 3 people in each of the 3 services for this Sunday and the next 2 Sundays, share their name with you and the ministry they're involved in. We are giving God praise as God continues to ask us more of us, to return more to Him. And how awesome is that? And whether it rained this morning or this beautiful sunlight that we're blessed with, either way, it's a beautiful morning. And what a way to be reminded of God's love, the love that never changes for you or I, the love that wants us to return in all of our being, the love that tells us we can put all of our crop, we can put all of our harvest, all of it, people, all of it into the storehouse. And for God to say, watch what I can do. That storehouse isn't in the middle of the field and behind our house. That storehouse is the kingdom of God. God says if you could put all of your harvest into the storehouse, watch what I can do for you. I encourage you to do that yourself, and I hope you encourage me to do that as well. So instead of trying to fill up the thermometer for the next 2 Sundays, let's just see how awesome God is when we commit everything to Him. Brothers and sisters, I give you this time to reflect on how we can return to God. Amen.